The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English.
You're listening to Special English. Here's the news. Researchers from China and Sri Lanka are collaborating to establish a laboratory to further the green prevention and control technologies on the tea plantation. It refers to the practice of preventing and controlling pests, diseases, and weeds by utilizing ecological and sustainable techniques instead of chemical pesticides, aiming to protect the ecosystem and human health while promoting agricultural sustainability. According to the Guizhou University, the lab, as part of the Belt and Road Initiative, aims to advance the application and popularization of eco-friendly technologies for the tea cultivation industry in Sri Lanka. The laboratory will focus on research areas including accurate pesticide reduction based on big data, biological control technology for insect pests and weed infestations in tea gardens, and risk monitoring and control technology aimed at pesticide residue. The laboratory will be jointly established by the Guizhou University, the University of Perodinia, as well as the Central China Normal University and Sri Lanka Tea Research Institute.
This is Special English.
The Faculty of Medicine at the University of Hong Kong has pioneered a new stem cell model to help personalize treatment for patients suffering from rare forms of immunodeficiency. According to the university, primary immune deficiencies, also known as inborn errors of immunity, are debilitating diseases which compromise the immune system. Owing to their rarity, a significant number of immune deficiencies remain underdiagnosed and undertreated. Collaborating with partners at the Center for Translational Stem Cell Biology and the University of Cambridge, researchers of the faculty have pioneered a new stem cell platform to help patients with primary immune deficiencies. The research team took blood samples from patients and re-engineered the cells into expanded potential stem cells, which can be used as personalized disease models, enabling various therapies to be tested to identify the most effective and safest treatment options without causing unnecessary risk to the patients. Philip Lee Hay, Division Chief of Rheumatology and Clinical Immunology with the faculty, noted that by using the innovative platform, the researchers had successfully identified safe, effective, and novel treatment options for individuals with rare immunological diseases. The research findings were published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. You're listening to Special English. 55 archaeological site parks across China logged robust growth in both revenue and the number of visits for the year 2023. That is according to an operation report delivered by Li Li, Vice President of the Chinese Academy of Cultural Heritage. Last year saw a total revenue of some 4.4 billion yuan, about 630 million US dollars, generated by archaeological site parks across the country, marking an increase of 1.1 billion yuan year on year, with ticket income rising by about 5 times. The total number of tourism visits also exceeded 67 million, an increase of 135%. The report shows that the consumption demand for cultural products and archaeological research tours has increased significantly, with the number of participants in academic and social activities hitting a new high. Xin Lu Jiang, a senior official with the Cultural Heritage Administration, noted that the national archaeological site parks have emerged as crucial hubs for the protection, promotion, and utilization of cultural heritage.
This is Special English.
The Wu Wang Dun tomb, excavated in East China's Anhui province, has been confirmed as the largest and highest level tomb from ancient Chu state, dating back over 2,200 years. According to the National Cultural Heritage Administration, the tomb discovered in Huainan is the most structurally complex of its kind during the Warring States period. Archaeologists have focused on excavating the main vertical earth pit tomb, confirming it as a large structure housing a wooden chambered burial area. Researchers conducted on-site protection and multidisciplinary studies of the unearthed artifacts, reinforcing and extracting fragile objects like the chamber planks, bamboo mats, and lacquerware. The administration vowed to continue archaeological work, artifact preservation, and interdisciplinary research at Wu Wang Dun, aiming to shed light on Chu rituals, craftsmanship, and cultural achievements during late Warring States period.
This is Special English.
We all enter this world with a universal greeting. We then learn to speak.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Добре утро.
Hoy estoy muy contenta.
Though our languages, cultures, and traditions may differ, we still share one thing in common. We have hope for humanity and the world.
An additional German railway company Deutsche Bahn,
the 26th United Nations Climate.
Hear the difference with CGTN Radio. Join our global network to connect with the world.
CGTN Radio. Hear the difference.
This is Special English.
After Li Yensheng winning his sixth straight bout, the open-air arena erupted with thunderous applause and cheers, while the host's announcement heightened the atmosphere, declaring Li as the winner. This scene unfolded in mid-April during a wrestling competition in Yuanping City in North China's Shanxi Province. Nearly 10,000 spectators in the outdoor arena witnessed Li defeat six opponents in a row to secure the title of the first sheep holder in this event. This highly popular wrestling match, also known as Nao Yang, literally meaning fighting for sheep, originated in the Xinzhou region and is usually held in village areas. The victorious wrestler, who has achieved six consecutive wins, would be awarded with a live sheep as a symbol of victory and strength. Boasting a long history of at least 600 years, the Nao Yang wrestling was included in the National Intangible Cultural Heritage List in 2008, and the three areas of Yuanping City, Xinfu District, and Dingxiang County have also been awarded the title as hometown of Chinese wrestling. There is no age or gender limits on the participants' qualification. In this particular competition, Li attended, the youngest contestant was a 13-year-old girl, while the oldest being a 60-year-old man. Liu Mingyuan, the chairman of the Yuanping City Wrestling Association, said that the rules of the Nao Yang wrestling are quite straightforward. Any part of the participant's body other than their feet touching the ground results in defeat. The enthusiastic wrestling atmosphere in Yuanping has led many local youths to pursue professional wrestling careers, continuously supplying talent to both the provincial and national teams. Liu noted that Yuanping had so far contributed over 150 wrestlers to the Shanxi provincial team, and wrestlers from Yuanping had represented the national team in more than 20 competitions. The renowned Nao Yang wrestling has been gaining popularity beyond the locals. attracting participants and spectators from various regions, including Beijing, Hebei, and Inner Mongolia. Zhang Weiyan, a Beijing fan from the audience, said that being at the scene was truly awe-inspiring, and it is unexpected to see that China would have a grassroots wrestling competition with so many passionate fans, perhaps even more than some major wrestling events. The chairman of the Yuanping Wrestling Association added that efforts are underway to refine the rules and format of the competition, allowing more people to appreciate the joy of wrestling. You're listening to Special English. Tuning in the sound of breeze rustling the wheat fields and birds chirping in distant forests, Feng Xia now relies on white noise to help her calm down and fall asleep. The 32-year-old office lady is not alone being troubled by sleeping issues. According to a research conducted by Chinese Sleep Research Society, 64% of the surveyed Chinese citizens complain about their poor sleep quality. To put themselves to bed, Chinese youngsters are turning to various novel methods, including relaxation and meditation music like white noise and light music. More than 3,000 song lists regarding white noise can be found on NetEase Cloud Music, a popular online music platform, which collects diverse scenarios varying from brook murmurs and ocean waves to sounds of the fan swinging and casual chats at coffee shops. Short videos and live streaming shows of playing white noise have been gaining popularity among Chinese netizens. According to Dong Qiangli, director of the Department of Mental Health at the Second Hospital and Clinical Medical School at Lanzhou University, this kind of soothing, monotonous, and regular sound will put the brain in a quiet and less active state, causing people to feel tired and sleepy. Dong added that similar music therapies can also relieve patients' stress and anxiety, helping to improve their physical and mental health.
This is Special English.
The Beijing Municipal Bureau of Landscape and Forestry reveals that the number of terrestrial wildlife species in the city has increased to 612, including 519 bird species. The figures were released in a list of terrestrial wildlife species, and Beijing has added 16 wildlife species since the list was first issued in 2021. situated along the bird migration route between East Asia and Australasia, Beijing has been a frequent stop for many rare and endangered birds, showcasing the ongoing ecological improvements in the city. An official with the Bureau said that rare birds such as the Oriental stork, Chinese merganser, and white-tailed sea eagle have been spotted in Beijing during this spring migration season. Over the years, the city has strengthened the development of natural protected areas such as forests, wetlands, and geological parks, creating a comprehensive system that shelters over 90% of its major wildlife and habitats. You're listening to Special English. That's the end of this edition of Special English. To recap, I'm going to read one of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully. After Li Yensheng winning his sixth straight bout, the open-air arena erupted with thunderous applause and cheers, while the host's announcement heightened the atmosphere, declaring Li as the winner. This scene unfolded in mid-April during a wrestling competition in Yuanping City in North China's Shanxi Province. Nearly 10,000 spectators in the outdoor arena witnessed Li defeat six opponents in a row to secure the title of the first sheepholder in this event. This highly popular wrestling match, also known as Nao Yang, literally meaning fighting for sheep, originated in the Xinzhou region and is usually held in village areas. The victorious wrestler, who has achieved six consecutive wins, would be awarded with a live sheep as a symbol of victory and strength. Boasting a long history of at least 600 years, the Naoyang wrestling was included in the National Intangible Cultural Heritage List in 2008, and the three areas of Yuanping City, Xinfu District, and Dingxiang County have also been awarded the title as Hometown of Chinese Wrestling. There is no age or gender limits on the participants' qualification. In this particular competition, Li attended, the youngest contestant was a 13-year-old girl, while the oldest being a 60-year-old man. Liu Mingyuan, the chairman of the Yuanping City Wrestling Association, said that the rules of the Naoyang wrestling are quite straightforward. Any part of the participant's body other than their feet touching the ground results in defeat. The enthusiastic wrestling atmosphere in Yuanping has led many local youths to pursue professional wrestling careers, continuously supplying talent to both the provincial and national teams. Liu noted that Yuanping had so far contributed over 150 wrestlers to the Shanxi provincial team, and wrestlers from Yuanping had represented the national team in more than 20 competitions. The renowned Naoyang wrestling has been gaining popularity beyond the locals, attracting participants and spectators from various regions, including Beijing, Hebei, and Inner Mongolia. Zhang Weiyan, a Beijing fan from the audience, said that being at the scene was truly awe-inspiring, and it is unexpected to see that China would have a grassroots wrestling competition with so many passionate fans, perhaps even more than some major wrestling events. The chairman of the Yuanping Wrestling Association added that efforts are underway to refine the rules and format of the competition, allowing more people to appreciate the joy of wrestling. This is the end of today's program. I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.